The Discipline Bootcamp virtual experience is all about getting in alignment with your destiny. It's one thing for God to give you an assignment, but are you disciplined enough to execute it? Join me in this 21-day Discipline Bootcamp challenge that will be sure to get you ready and prepared for 2022. This challenge will be packed with prophetic messages and trainings on spiritual discipline practices such as prayer, fasting, worship, and ultimately getting disciplined with spending the necessary time with God for spiritual growth and maturity. We will be learning how to hear God's voice, changing unhealthy habits, getting disciplined with your finances and spending habits, tackling procrastination and doubt. We will be praying and fasting together every morning at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday. We will also have live Bible study teachings, accountability and encouragement, and more. To join this challenge, go to cultivatedstrategiesinc.com. That's cultivatedstrategiesinc.com and sign up today. This is a private challenge and will only be available for the first 45 people to sign up. So do not lose your spot. Don't miss this opportunity to gain knowledge and wisdom on specific discipline practices and instructions from God. 2022 is your year for accelerated progress and miracles, but you need to get disciplined. So sign up today. Boot camp starts January 3rd through the 24th, 2022. See you there. Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal.
Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're
burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming from it.
We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. Going after the things that you love.
All right.
Just making sure. Just making sure.
What is up, y'all? It is your girl, Drea K, and we are back with, you know what? I'm going to stop calling myself Drea K. I'm going to really just start calling myself Andrea. Yeah, like God has been showing me too much, and like, I don't know, like I'm torn in between the two, because I really want to do them both. It's like, I don't know. It's like, I done got used to calling myself Drea K to the point where it's like, who is Andrea Kelly? Like, is that the same person? Is that like her alter ego? Is that her true self? Is that who she needs to be called? Is that who God is calling her to be this season? I don't know. Anyway, welcome back to another episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. I am so excited to come on here. And just to let y'all know, first and foremost, shout out to the people who have been, hold on, let me do my praise dance. Oh, y'all gonna make me do it? Wait a minute, God. Whoa, hey. Woo. He's been too good. He's been too good. Yes. Hey. He's been too good. Hey, hey. Woo! 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 Oh my God. Let me just stop playing with y'all and really get into this episode. So, shout out to everyone who has signed up for the Discipline Bootcamp Challenge already. You do not know how appreciative I am. This is definitely going to be a tremendous, stupendous move of God, and I am so excited to journey with you all in this challenge. So if you still want to sign up, make sure you go to cultivatedstrategiesinc.com, sign up today. And yeah, I can't wait to pour into you all and really get disciplined for the new year. Let's go ahead and get into the good news of this segment of the podcast. And then look, y'all, we got some things to talk about. As you can probably tell from the title, we're going to be talking about doubt. Whew! I'm sorry, that just hit my spirit in a way that I was not expecting it to. But let's go ahead and get into the good news segment. This good news segment is brought to you by ChristianPost.com. Denzel Washington on elevating stories of sacrifice and heroism, praying over a journal for Jordan exclusive. In a society rife with division and destructive content, Denzel Washington is on a mission to highlight stories that exemplify true sacrifice, faith, and heroism. In this day and age, you know it's tough, the Academy Award winner told the Christian Post. There are so many negative influences out there, social media, obviously, all the obvious ones, but the enemy is the enemy. So we are affected by what's outside of us, but it magnifies or accelerates what's really inside of us. If Denzel Washington don't preach, anyway, it was this passion for creating worthwhile content and the belief that what we consume matters that prompted Washington, a devout Christian who describes himself as a God-fearing man, to direct a journal for Jordan opening Christmas Day. Starring Michael B. Jordan and Shantae Adams, A Journal for Jordan dramatizes the love story of Dana Kennedy, a former New York Times reporter and editor, and Sergeant Charles Monroe King, a soldier who was killed by an improvised explosive device in Iraq. While stationed in Iraq, Monroe penned a journal full of fatherly wisdom for his and Kennedy's infant son, Jordan, who he met just once before his death. A story of heroism, sacrifice, and faith, Washington, a husband and father of four, knew Kennedy's story needed to be told cinematically. "We're such a divided country right now," the 66-year-old actor said. "That was one of the main reasons I wanted to make this film, because it's about real heroes. We are the United States in theory, not so much in practice, but in theory. It wasn't a pressure, but it's an honest responsibility. And I, by the grace of God, was the man for the job, I think. I wanted to do it. I wanted to be there, and I wanted to tell Charles and Dana's story." A Journal for Jordan is not a faith-based film. It's rated PG-13 and geared towards mature audience due to some sexual content, drug use, and language. But biblical themes, prayer, and Christian principles are nevertheless woven throughout the film. If you all didn't know, Denzel Washington is like my favorite actor, and that's on God. But I am so excited for this film. I really hope that you all take the time to go see it. I will be going to see it on Christmas Day with my mask and everything on. You know what I'm saying? But y'all, go watch this film. I know it's going to be good. If it's anything like his other film, Antoine Fisher, I'm going to see this film. So make sure y'all go check that out. Man, God is really moving in his people's hearts. Have we not talked about influence? Have we not talked about being the change maker? Like, oh, okay. For more on this article, make sure you check the show notes below, as well as go to ChristianPost.com. Let's go ahead and get into this episode. So God had me watch two videos in particular that I kind of forgot about, but it always stuck with me and always resonated with me. And ironically, those two videos are music videos that I myself and my baby daddy did a couple of years ago. And both of us were in a place where we were struggling with doubt, like heavy. I was struggling with doubt in not only myself and my career, but in our relationship. And he was struggling with doubt in his career, his music career. He did a song and a video on it. It's called Doubt. I'm going to link both of these videos in the show notes if you guys want to check it out. But the lyrics in particular are so, man, I think that's why God had me go back and watch them. Because when you're struggling with doubt, it's not only taking time away from you or taking your focus off of purpose, but it's literally like eating you alive. Just having doubt in anything, whether that's your career, your relationship, yourself, it literally kills your belief inside. And God has really been just putting this topic on my heart to talk about, and that's what we're going to get into. But the lyrics in my song, it says, and I feel myself about to drown in this sea of doubt. It ain't no coming out unless you got a safer route. And y'all, when I tell y'all, I was in a place. Look, I was in a place when I wrote that. And even now, as I'm listening to it and as I had a chance to go back and watch the video, I was in this sea of doubt. It felt like I was in limbo. It felt like I couldn't see what God saw in me because I was filled with so much doubt and insecurity and all of these different types of things. And it literally crushed my view of my purpose. It wasn't until I got out of that depressing time in my life that I began to see myself the way God saw me. And I began to see what gifts he has placed on the inside of me. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about doubt. Make sure you share this episode. Make sure you leave a review, rating, all of those good things. Let's go ahead and get into it. So God started speaking to me on the plane ride home from Dallas. I did visit Dallas a couple of days or last week, and I came home and he just started downloading some things into my spirit, and I wrote them down. So I'm just going to read it. Did you know that doubt is a principality? Me either, but I can see how. The greatest attack on creatives and God's chosen ones is the demonic strategy and tactic of doubt. I myself was struggling with doubt and didn't know it. I called it fear because it's similar. But when God started showing me that I'm more than capable and able to do what he's calling me to do, I started doubting myself. I start to feel like I wasn't qualified or that I didn't know enough to do what he was calling me to do. If you all don't know, I did pursue, or I was at the time pursuing a music career. And every single time I would pursue that career, I would, of course, do it in my own strength, doing it before God's timing. But anytime it didn't work out the way I wanted it to, I doubted myself so much, and I used to just fill myself with these lies. Oh, you're not good enough. Don't nobody care about your music. That's why it's not coming into fruition. That's why, you know, it's not working out, this and this and that. And I blamed it on God when really I was just doubting myself and doubting the timing of what I was supposed to do. And I literally would start projects after that, and I wouldn't complete them because I would quit. And I would literally start to feel those doubts and those thoughts of insecurities and just really hyping myself up to believe that I wasn't good enough. I'd start with the intention of pleasing God and being obedient, but then I'd start putting the attention on myself by listening to the devil poke fun at my insecurities. Man, I started paying more attention to the fact that I don't know it all. Or that I'm not as skilled in this specific area, or I don't have this camera equipment, or I don't have this education, I don't really like my voice, I don't have a big following, or whatever it is and whatever it was at the time, I started focusing on what I didn't have and ignored what I did have. And once I began to get closer to God, he literally had to start bringing me out of that mentality. He had to really renew my mind in that area and to get me to believe in myself, not only just to believe in him and everything that he showed me, everything that he's placed on the inside of me. I had to believe myself that I was even worthy, my God, that I was even worthy of completing these tasks and doing these projects and all of these things, God will literally have to scream and shout at me and remind me that the reason you are struggling with doubt is because you think that it's all about you. You're putting the attention on yourself. You're allowing the opinions of others to shine a light on you. And God had to remind me over and over that it's not about me. But once he did that, I had already filled my mind and with all of these doubts to the point where God couldn't even get his voice through to me. He couldn't even get encouraging words to me because I was already allowing the enemy to defeat me in this area. We get so wrapped up in convincing people who we are and what we're capable of that we forget all about the anointing. Some of y'all don't know how to trust your gifts. I know I didn't at first. When God started showing me all of these spiritual gifts that I had, like, God, what? Who am I? What is this? What am I seeing? What am I hearing? What is this? And I began to doubt myself because it was like, I'm anointed. I'm purposed for this. This is my purpose. These are the spiritual gifts that God wanted to give me. Like, who am I? Like, and I started, you know, really just putting myself in this place of like fear of becoming. Because once God starts showing you things, it's beyond your comprehension. It's beyond your imagination. Ephesians 3:20 says that God will do exceedingly and abundantly above all else that you can ever think or imagine. So when God starts to show you who you are in the spirit, not so much in the natural, you kind of get this feeling of disbelief, like, God, are you sure? Because I can't see it. Even now, comparing myself back then and now, I still struggle with doubt sometimes. Because now the vision is getting more and more clear. Now it's crunch time. Now God is allowing me to fully walk in my purpose and operate in all of these different gifts. And even now, I find myself, oh, well, that ain't God. That ain't God. That must be me. Oh, well, no, God wouldn't do it like that. Or, you know, as if I know, as if we know what God is capable of, as if we have the slightest clue as to what God wants to do in our lives and what he wants to do through us. Like, we think that he is, or we think that his ways are impossible. We think that if we start to believe God, that we're gonna look crazy, or that if God doesn't do what he said he was gonna do, or what he told me what he was gonna do, then people are gonna think that I'm a liar, or people are gonna think that, you know, I'm just hearing things, or people's not gonna believe that I'm anointed. People aren't gonna believe that I'm gifted. And we put all of this pressure on ourselves trying to prove God's word, that God looking at us like, I don't need you to defend my word, sweetheart. Just believe it. Just believe my word. Just believe that you are anointed. Just believe that you are gifted. Just believe that you are commissioned and ordained for the mission that I've placed in front of you. Just believe that your relationship is going to be restored. Hello, that's all you have to do, because I'm not a man that I should lie. I can't lie. God cannot lie. Whatever he's told you in secret, whatever he's told you in your quiet time, God ain't lying to you. Why would he lie to you? Just to hype you up? Just to get you to a point where you start doubting him? Because look, some of the things that God has told us is big. Yeah, and we've been talking about that. Some of the things that God has told us in our natural carnal minds, that ain't true. That ain't gonna happen, Sarah. Oh, you want to give me a baby, God? I'm 100 some years old. I'm 80. I'm well in my older years. You gonna give me a baby? What? Then the whole time God is like, I did not give you permission. My God, I didn't give you the okay to start trying to figure it out. I gave you this word so that you could have peace. So that you can have peace. And so that you can see me for who I am. I didn't give you this word so you can doubt it. The heck? So even in the Discipline Bootcamp Challenge, God has really been highlighting this scripture of leaning onto our own understanding and not trusting him, not trusting his voice. Do y'all know how many times, man, I have notes upon notes in my phone, in my Google documents of God speaking clearly to me, speaking words to me, telling me that this is going to happen and this is going to happen and you're going to do this and you're going to be this. And do y'all know how many times like I would sit in that word, but then I would start to doubt it. Oh, God didn't say that. I would start to doubt it. My God, because, and this is what a lot of y'all are doing. You've come to the place of you've started to doubt God because it hasn't happened in your time. Because you haven't seen it happen yet. You've completely dismantled and forgot everything that God told you was gonna happen. Everything that he's placed on the inside of you. You done forgot your anointing. You done forgot the mission that God is preparing you for. Because you're not walking by faith. You're walking by sight. Well, God told me that 2 years ago, so I guess it's just not going to happen. Well, God told me I'm going to get married, this and this and that, but it ain't happened, so I guess, you know, that wasn't God. I guess the prophet was lying to me. We be so excited to get a word, and then that doubt creeps in. And then that principality tries to come into place. And then that strategic tactic of the enemy tries to come into place. Oh, God done gave her a word. Now she's going to start having faith. Gotta kill that. Let me send something from her path, from her past. Let me try to kill that. Let me try to kill that seed of faith right now while it's in its infant stage so that she don't believe anything else that the Lord tells her after this. Let me go ahead and try to kill her confidence. Let me go ahead and put a situation in front of her after she got that word. Let me go ahead and try to mess with her emotions to make her think that the man that God told her was her husband ain't really him. Let me go ahead and try to put something in her path that will veer her off onto the path of belief. And let me send her down doubt road. Let me get her over here so that she don't even believe anything that God tells her to believe anymore. That she don't even believe in herself. Let me go ahead. And it happens every time, y'all. It happens every single time. Do y'all know I had a dream again? And y'all know I like telling y'all my dreams. But I had a dream the other night that basically signified and confirmed what God was getting ready to do in my life. Do y'all know I woke up, wrote the dream down, got in my word, and looked at the scripture he specifically told me to look at, which further confirmed it. And guess what I did? I still had some questions. Well, God, you told me I was supposed to be moving. Well, God, you told me I was supposed to be doing this, and you told me I was supposed to be doing that. What you mean this is about to happen? What you mean? Blah, blah, blah. God is not here for the questions, especially in this time frame, especially in this window of opportunity. He just wants you to believe. He wants you to go with his flow and stop trying to go with your own. Yes, you're in the middle of producing something for the new year, but this thing that God called you to do and be is going to happen regardless of what you're currently doing. I feel like I'm prophesying now. God said, do not forget what I've been told you. Don't forget what I said. When you needed a word, I showed up for you. So don't forget now. Don't let people's opinions and what it looks like determine your faith. My God, don't let what it looks like or what ain't come yet, what ain't happened yet, detour you into this sea of doubt. Don't let it toss you to and fro. Don't let the doubt toss you and become double-minded in all of your ways. Don't become unstable now. Don't believe me one day and then doubt me the next day. Don't y'all know a double-minded man or a double-minded woman is unstable in all of their ways? That's James 1:8. So God is saying, and literally he just took me down another path because I was gonna say some other stuff, but now he's talking. Now he's entered into the room. So turn your attention to what I'm about to say if you ain't been paying attention already. God says, check your unbelief and check it at the door. Do y'all know God is currently giving me revelation and clarity for that message I did entering into the room? Like, I think I did it in September. He's finally giving me clarity for it. And I'm starting to see what's in the room. My God. What's in the room is everything that I've prayed for. It's just in a different way. It's just coming in a different form. It's just coming in a different package. I've been praying and fasting and getting rid of certain ideas and getting rid of all of this ambition and all of these things that I want to do. And I've been submitting myself to what God is showing me. And he's giving me more and more clarity. He's giving me more and more revelation. It's all about, God says, it's all about to come together. Matter of fact, it's coming together. Everything he told you, everything he said, everything he showed you, it's coming together. Just believe. Just believe it. You've been doubtful in the past. Yes. You've been hurt in the past. Yes. Your unbelief has closed and locked some doors. Yes. But this time around, my God. This time around, God says, I'm going to give you another opportunity to have faith in what I'm telling you, to have faith in what I'm showing you. My God, he says, I'm about to give you another chance, sweetheart. Wipe your eyes. Focus on me. Get in my presence. Let me give you clarity. Let me give you revelation. God says, let me show you what's in the door. Let me show you what's in the room. Let me show you what's in the room. Because when you get there, you're going to have to have changed your mindset. Because when you get in the room, that doubt is going to be waiting for you. Okay, that principality, that warfare, that demonic influence is going to be waiting on you. My God. So you best check your unbelief right now. Check it at the door before you get in the room. Because not only is my favor is going to lead you into the room, and it's going to act as a covering. So everything you need, all of the resources, every partnership, everything that you're going to need to pursue this thing, to complete the mission, the favor is going to cover you. But the last thing you need to do is doubt it. The last thing you need to do is forget everything that God has taught you thus far, everything that he's prepared you for, all of the pruning, all of the mishaps, everything that you had to go through. My God, he's literally, even in this moment, reminding me of that message that I did. I had to go pull it up. September 22nd, 2021. And if y'all haven't listened to that, it was actually a live, an Instagram live that I did. And I just saved the audio for the podcast episode. So if you didn't even listen to that, man, look, go back and listen to it. Go back and listen to it. God had me rewatching that video the other day. Because it's about to happen. It's going to happen, y'all. Whatever God has told you, whatever he showed you, it is about to happen. Even I'm looking at the notes right now. It said when you enter into the room, humble and posture yourself to serve. Take a seat at the table God has already prepared for you. You'll be able to walk into an industry and dominate it because you were faithful in the waiting season. You're going to have to change your mindset because some of you don't even believe you belong there. You're going to need to cover yourself with confidence, boldness, and assurance. The main thing you have to realize is that this was meant for you all along. It just took you some time to get there. My God. Remember who you are when you walk into this room filled with different people, because they are going to stop and stare and wonder, who is this girl? Who is this man? Who do they think they are? Remember in my previous episode, I was talking about how your big announcement is about to come. Meaning they're not even going to know how to announce you. They're going to be trying to figure you out. Like, who is she? Who is he? What do they do? What all accolades do they have? Like, what are all of their gifts? Like, they're going to try to figure you out. And God is saying they can't figure you out, baby, because they can't figure me out. You can't even figure yourself out. So how do you expect to explain who you are as a child of God? How do you expect to display what you do on social media? How do you even recognize what content to put on social media, or to convey the message of what you do and all of your gifts? How do you even become to recognize how to display that? You can't even figure yourself out. You're too gifted. You're too talented. God says you cannot put yourself in a box in this next season. You're not going to be able to. You're just going to have to do what God is calling you to do each and every step of the way. You're going to have to put aside all of the norms, all of the, well, you need to post your business like this. Well, you need to have your Instagram like that. I don't know who this for, but you need to post like this. You need to, your graphics need to look like this. Your videos need to look like this. Your content needs to look like this. And God is saying, would you stop looking at everybody else around you? I didn't call you to look like them. I didn't call you to be like them. I didn't call you to sound like them. You are different, baby. You are different. They're not going to be able to understand who you are and what all you do, because it's going to be too much. But this is the part of the message that got me. Remember who you are when you walk into the room filled with different people, because they are going to stop and stare and wonder who you are. Some will be there waiting for you, waiting to partner with you, waiting to give you grants and fund or invest in your business or career. My God, what God just showed me a couple of days ago. My God. It says, when you enter the room, remember to tell your story and be bold in telling it. Tell every detail. Don't be hesitant or afraid to be you. Be who God has called you to be. Stop trying to look like everybody else. Stop trying to dress like everybody else. Stop trying to, my God, I don't know who this for. Stop trying to present your business. Stop trying to present what God, do y'all know? When I was in the process of building my website for this new business that I'm coming into, when I was building this website, I was like, you know what? I'm trying to articulate what it is that I do. And it's against the norm. It's against the norm of all the marketing strategies. You know how people be trying to sound professional. They be trying to look professional. They be trying to, you know, copy everybody else and do what everybody else is doing so that they can have this type of professionalism, or so they can be legit. God stopped me dead in the middle of it and said, well, you're probably doing the same thing that they're doing, but you're not. Yeah, you're in marketing. Yeah, you're, you know, a business owner. Yeah, you're an entrepreneur like them, but you ain't really like them. God said, I ain't called none of y'all. None of you that listen to this podcast, God says, I ain't called none of y'all to fit in. I ain't called none of y'all to be like the world. Y'all are different. And my God, in the moment you start realizing that, you gonna kill that doubt.
man, you're gonna kill that doubt inside of you that tells you, oh, this post ain't good enough. Oh, this message ain't good enough. Oh, this book ain't good enough. Oh, you need to change this. Oh, you need to change that. God said, once you start coming into clarity and revelation of who you are and who I'm calling you to be, you're gonna kill that doubt with your faith, with your belief, with your confidence in yourself. God said you're gonna be able to kill the doubt with your confidence. So some of y'all need to start working on your confidence if you haven't already. That's what's gonna kill the doubt. Had I been confident in myself back then, I wouldn't have allowed the enemy to defeat me. I wouldn't have been, oh my God, I wouldn't have been able to allow him to steal my dream, to steal my view of my dream. And do y'all know, like, the music that I was singing was secular. But when I started coming into the identity of God and really started pursuing a relationship with God, he started changing up my lyrics. He started changing up my style. He started changing up everything about my music. And I still had this desire. I still had this desire to do music. Do y'all know that I have been writing music over the past, what, 5-6 years that has not been released yet? Because God keeps telling me to go back and listen to these beats and see what you come up with now. The dream is still there. The devil ain't take the dream. It's still there. But what y'all need to do is go back. My God, go back and look at it again. But this time, my God, when you look at it, you're going to have more faith. This time when you look at it, you're going to have a different perspective. This time when you look at it, it's going to ignite what was dead. My God, God is about to restore you all's desire for something that you put down, something you forgot about, something that you doubted, something that the enemy tried to steal from you. God is about to resurrect that thing. Ezekiel, he is about to resurrect them dry bones. My God. Man, I've been listening to them beats so heavily these last few months. And every time I go back and listen to those beats and begin to write, a lyric changes, a melody changes, a word changes. And God is saying, I'm about to reignite all of this. Because you doubted yourself. Because it wasn't time. The desire was still there. The desire is always going to be there, but it wasn't time. You weren't ready yet. And you let your doubt convince you that it was never going to happen. My God, I'm getting emotional. Because I put music down, y'all. I was obedient to God. He told me to put music down. I thought it was permanent. I thought it was permanent, but it was only for a season. My God. So God is saying, I say all of that to say, God is about to resurrect what doubt has tried to conceal. God says, whatever you forgot about, whatever you ignored, whatever you put down is the very thing that I am about to reignite. I'm about to give you your desire back. I'm about to give you your drive and your passion back for this thing. I'm about to switch some things around. I'm about to cultivate it in a different way. I'm about to use what you're currently doing to birth. My God, what you're currently doing and producing is going to be the vehicle for the desire that he's going to reignite. Oh, my God. I'm getting revelation myself. What you are currently working on, what you are currently producing for God, is going to be the vehicle. It's the rocket. The rocket ship is going to take off. It's going to catapult you into the next level, into the next thing, that the next season that God has for you. And all of those dead things are about to be reignited. They're about to be resurrected for you. God says, this is my blessing for you, because he knows what the doubt stole from you. He knows the tears that you cried. God says he knows what the enemy tried to steal from you, the desires of your heart. God placed those desires in your heart for a reason, but because it didn't happen the way that you thought it was going to happen, you've completely forgot about it. God say, no, I'm about to restore the years, and I'm about to restore your desires. So they're about to come back. And this time, God says, this time around, don't you let the enemy, don't you let the enemy steal it from you again. God say, I put it in you for a reason. I had to cultivate it. Because it wasn't time. I had to change your heart. I had to change your perspective. I had to change the lyrics. I had to make some changes before I could reignite it and give it back to you. Before I can put it back on your mind. Before I can put it back on your heart. I had to do some cultivating. So this time around, when I start to put it back on your mind and your heart, you're going to know that it's me. It's not just going to be random. It's not just going to be like, oh, well, that's a coincidence. No, it's going to be God preparing you for it again. He's going to be preparing you for it again. So get ready. Within the next few days, God is about to reignite and resurrect some things that you put on the back burner. He's about to do it. Y'all, I didn't plan on even making a podcast episode today. I did not plan on that. But I was sitting down at my coffee table and I was drinking my coffee, and all of a sudden I heard this word doubt, and I was clearly reminded of everything that I had wrote down on the plane. So I was like, okay, that's the podcast episode for today. But clearly, look, God need to wake y'all up. God need to ignite some faith on the inside of you. God needs to get you to have more confidence in what he's about to do. Because if you let doubt and fear and anxiety stop you from believing what God is about to do, you're going to miss it. You're not going to discern it. So anyway, sign up for the Discipline Bootcamp Challenge. Go to CultivatorStrategiesInc.com. It's going to be 21 days of getting disciplined in your word, in your praying, in your fasting, in your worship time, in your time management, changing your old habits, literally just becoming who God has called you to be for this new season. God just said that's what the Discipline Bootcamp is about, to get you prepared for what he's about to bring back around. Whew, my God. Okay, I'm done. I'm about to go shout again. Like I was playing at the beginning, but right now, look. Cause look, let me tell y'all something. The desire that God placed in your heart was given to you by him. Why would he tell you? Why would he put it there if he wasn't gonna use it? Why would he put it there and let you decide what you're gonna do with it? That's why it was a delay. That's why he needed time to change your mind. That's why he needed time for you to get disciplined. That's why he needed you to spend more time with him, because he needed to change your perspective about what he's giving you. It ain't for you. It's not gonna happen the way you wanted it to happen. That's why it took time. But now that you're getting disciplined, now that you're having more confidence in yourself, now that he's done a work in you, it's about to come back around. And he wants you to be prepared for it. Because when you take off, you're going to take off. It ain't going to be no stops. It ain't going to be no breaks. It ain't going to be no halts. It ain't going to be no delays. It's going to be full force. And God needs you to be ready for that. Ooh, okay, I'm done. My neck hurting. So, look, I love y'all. Make sure you sign up for the Discipline Bootcamp. 21 days of discipline. 21 days of change. 21 days of experience. 21 days of prophecy. 21 days of prophetic utterances. 21 days of fasting. 21 days of revelation. My God. 21 days of whatever the heck God wants to do in your life and in my life. So yeah, I love y'all. Make sure you share this episode. Get prepared. Pray. Fast if you need to this week. I'll be fasting too. And I love y'all. Make sure you leave a review, a rating, and yeah, make sure you are subscribed so that you can know every time I upload a new episode. I don't know how many episodes we're going to be doing next week or the weeks to come. I don't know. God doing a work in me still. So I love y'all, and I'm going to talk to y'all in my next episode. Bye.